why don't we begin with, what was your first remembrance of something being a little different? And before you even start that, maybe you could tell us a little bit how life was right before that difference occurred.
That's a good question. However, I was so young that I don't have much memory. I have the memory, I have some memories, because, I don't know if I should say, I did not want to eat when I was little. And the first, one of the first memories I have, it's my mother saying, Arlette, Arlette, eat. Opening the window, there were children going out of the school. And she said, you know, all these kids are looking at you. You have to eat. And another memory, it's also linked to food. It's that one day I had eaten one egg, soft boiled. So my grandma, my mother put the eggs in the other, the reverse position. And when my father came, she started to say, she did not want to eat. And then, surprise! I've never said that this story before in my life.
Well, we're very good at bringing out the best in you.
Yeah. So these are memories. Another memory is that my parents were very close. They adored each other. So it's just to see, I think, I did not know at that time, but now I realize that I absorbed this love that they have together.
That was me. I'll shut this up.
And another memory, which I mentioned in my talks, is that the last big family reunion at the end of December 1942. And I don't know if it was Hanukkah or if they were celebrating Christmas after all, but I know it was a gift-giving day. Mm-hmm. And we, my parents, my maternal grandfather, my maternal grandmother was died before I was born, and my grandfather, paternal, my paternal grandmother was a step-grandmother. I say that always to say, because she was Christian and she saved me. So in all my talks, I speak about the righteous Gentile, because she was to me a righteous Gentile. She saved me from, my uncle and aunt would not have taken care of me, so I would have been an orphanage. So anyway, on that day, there was so much joy and love. There were my grandparents, there were cousins, and one who is now about 87, whom I adore, who has been always my protector, like a young father or a much older brother, as you want, and other cousins. And so it was a joy, a gift-giving day. There was food, there was wine. Keep in mind, it was in 42 when we had restriction, when, especially for the Jews, we could not buy food as we wanted. It was restricted from 11 to noon, noon p.m., but 11 a.m. But I remember that. And I remember that. It's crystallized in my mind. And then there was the day where we were arrested.
Now, what town were you living in?
Paris.
Oh, you were in Paris
itself. I was born in Paris, and all the family lived within Paris.